Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get the scuttlebutt on your favorite teams here on The Fan.
Yep. Right back at it on The Fan in New York. It's a little bit after 1 a.m. Keith McPherson on The Fan. You know that, though. Let's bring it home. We got 50 minutes, and we can't keep moping around and walking around work like a bunch of losers. Shout out to BT. Unkillable podcast going live at Fanatics Fest. Also, I will be going live at 4 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday live from Fanatics Fest. I guarantee you we turn it up in there. I cannot wait. It's fun. I don't get into many other things outside of sports. So for me, that is like a sports wonderland. I'll be there Friday, and then I'm going to go to the game. And then Saturday, I'm hosting my show there live. I'm going to be there all day. Saturday, Sunday, I'll see you there. If you haven't bought tickets, buy tickets. It's worth it. I'm telling you. It's worth it just to come in there with your phone. The amount of celebrities, athletes, people that you're going to see. I'm telling you, Fanatics Fest, it's like that. It's worth it. But yeah, as I say that, I don't do anything besides watch sports. I don't watch TV. So I Googled, I'm like, what is Love Island? It's an American TV series. It's a dating reality show. I'm guessing they go to an island looking for love. And you know what? I don't know when I'll get around to watching it. I don't know if I'll have time. I'll be hosting shows this weekend and sleeping when I don't have to host shows at night. I know my wife probably watches stuff like this. And, you know, maybe I'll have to run it because it kept popping up on my timeline. You know where it first popped up? Jalen Brunson had a mysterious tweet out there. He said, "I'm genuinely confused." I said, "Wait, hold on. Okay. We've been waiting. You know, we got the roommates pod. But we've been waiting to hear from Brunson, right? Rumors about his dad and the team and all this other stuff. Who's going to be the next head coach?" At 10:27 p.m., two nights ago, he tweeted, "I'm genuinely confused." And then he had to double back 9 minutes later, quote tweet, and say, "Damn, my bad, y'all. I was talking about Love Island." Because people started running with that. "Oh, is this about Tibbs? Is this about the next coach? Is this about your dad? What is this about?" People on Twitter, "Grok, what is he confused about?" So I'm like, okay, Love Island. That's the first time it came up. Then, following the J-E-T-S, the Jets, Garrett Wilson was talking about, "Bro look just like Ace from Love Island." And he pulls up on his fellow receiver, Xavier Gibson from the Jets. He says he looks just like Ace from Love Island. And then I guess the Jets play into it on social media. And they ask Jermaine Johnson, they go around with a picture of this guy, Ace, and they see if, you know, his teammates think that he looks like Xavier Gibson. Then they put the side-by-side together. I'm like, I see the resemblance. I never watched the show. And now, this has also hit the New York Giants. Let's hear Tommy Cutlets, Tommy DeVito, talking about him and Jackson Dart and Love Island. Audio's coming. I thought I sent that audio. My bad. Well, we have audio coming of, I didn't hit send on the email, but we have audio coming, check the email now, of Tommy DeVito talking about, and I give Tommy DeVito a ton of credit. He is now fourth string, but he talked about today, like, being with the Giants, and like, this is where he wants to be, and he understands the situation he's in, but hey, who knows? Injuries, some other things go down. Maybe they don't want to throw Jackson Dart in there. Maybe you're seeing Tommy Cutlets again in year three. Okay, now here is Tommy Cutlets in his media availability today. And this went viral on, I saw NFL posted on Instagram. I saw CBS posted on Instagram. I saw the Giants posted. Tommy DeVito talking about him and Jackson Dart watching Love Island.
Me and Jackson might go on Love Island. We've talked about it. So you really don't know what's about to happen.
Watching Love Island together?
We have. I can't say we do it every night, but from time to time we get it off there. Yeah, we watch it, we talk about it.
So the QB room is bonding over Love Island on an off day here and there. They talk about, hey, did you see what happened on Love Island? I guess you guys gotta watch Love Island. 888-808-1019. Back to, like, you know, complaining about the Yankees and the Mets and everything else. Just had to throw that in there. I don't know if anybody else picked up on that. I don't know if anybody watches the show, even in the chat. I'm like, hey, you guys watch Love Island? People are like, no, I don't watch that. Me either. But these athletes do. I guess they're looking for love. I would love to love the Yankees again. Steve is in Freehold on the Fan. What's up, Steve?
Hey, Keith. How are you doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
I've been better, right? We've all been better here with these Yankees, right? So I guess my first question to you would be, it seems to be like there's a trend here with the Yankees. Every year they have this June swoon, as you're calling it, the slide. Last year they were 40-19 beginning of the year, April and May. And then in June and July they were 25-26, one game under 500. So I wanted to talk about Boone. Forget all the days off and the silly stuff that he does with that. Why does this guy get a pass? I don't even understand how he's our manager. I mean, you have a guy like Don Mattingly, the quintessential Yankee, just sitting out there. And nobody is even talking to this guy about coming here to be our manager. I mean, Aaron Boone, outside of that big home run that he hit, what has he really done in his career? He's a 260 hitter back when 260 was...
It's not about what he did in his career and what he did at the plate. It's about working with Brian Cashman and the New York Yankees. They hand-selected Aaron Boone. Where else did Aaron Boone manage? Nowhere.
There's a reason for that.
No, there's definitely a reason for it. But thank you for that topic and call, Steve. 888-808-1019. Don Mattingly gets brought up every time we question Aaron Boone. He's 65 years old, and we know he has managerial experience. We also know he's a beloved Yankee. He managed the Miami Marlins. He managed the Dodgers. He never even kind of... He was a bench coach with the Toronto Blue Jays. But, like, is 64-year-old Don Mattingly going to work with Brian Cashman the way Brian Cashman wants his manager to work with him? I highly doubt it. I don't think so. Aaron Boone came out of the ESPN TV booth into the Yankees job after they told Joe Girardi, that'll be all. Joe Girardi's name just came up as Tom Thibodeau's name was on WFAN for the last 2 weeks because people were saying, hey, Joe Girardi got to Game 7 of the ALCS, had a ring, and the Yankees told him, that'll be all. We'll take it from here. We don't know who we're going to hire after you, but that's all for you. You won't lead us into the future. We need a different voice. And they decided that Aaron Boone would be that voice after interviewing him. And this is what I said the other night. Like, I think Aaron Boone is a good manager. I don't think he's a great manager. I think he gets outmanaged. I think there are other managers that see him and they play chess better than him. But I said that he's a nice guy. He's a good guy. He's the right manager for these young Yankees. I think he'll be the manager of the Yankees as long as Judge is here. I think Judge is going to co-sign him. I think that he understands the Yankee way, being a Yankee. He also understands the Yankee brass, the Yankee front office, and what they're trying to do, whether it's analytics, whether it's scheduled rest, whether it is not calling guys out in front of the media because we got to protect our guys and, you know, we don't want guys to go in the tank. I don't know. Right now, we need the opposite. Let them go in the tank. Call them out. These guys can't freaking lay a bunt down. Guys can't make routine plays, can't field ground balls, can't make simple throws. You can't do that, though. So when we go back in time, just remember, Aaron Boone has no other managerial experience with any other Major League Baseball team. He was hand-selected by the New York Yankees. He has been given two contract extensions without winning a World Series because he is doing the job that they want him to do. He might not be doing the job that you want him to do as a fan. And all these little things that pop up that we say fall under the manager, yeah, like, they're not going to get him fired, though. And nobody's getting fired in June. Well, not in New York. You know, like, the Orioles fired their manager. And, like, you know, even a couple years back when Dylan Lawson got fired, we thought that was crazy. They fired the hitting coach in July. They fired Dylan Lawson, and then they brought in the mayor, I always forget his name. He's a Aaron Boone guy. Sean Casey. You know what I'm saying? So, like, we can complain about Boone, and going back to your call, why does Boone get a pass? He does it. The fans have been calling out Boone, but also, like, Boone gets a lot of flack for everything. Boone doesn't play. Boone can't make Volpe field that ball and make the throw and turn that double play. Boone can't make Trent Grisham put the bunt down. He can take the bunt off. But it's like, damned if you do, damned if you don't. So he is the manager of these modern-day New York Yankees. If they never win, that's how he'll be remembered. There was just an article in ESPN about Anthony Rizzo, who never won anything as a Yankee, talking to Judge about teaching these young guys the Yankee way. Rizzo won a World Series with the Cubs. He didn't win one with the Yankees. Like, what is he teaching the young guys about the Yankee way? They need the older guys to do that. I'm in this place with the Yankees where I know they're better than this. I know this will pass. I'm not mad at Boone, but I understand if you are. And Judge is the captain. He's not a rah-rah, get-in-your-face kind of guy, but they need something like that now. They need somebody to shake up that clubhouse. They need a trade or something to shake up that room because this is ridiculous. This stretch of baseball, it's so ridiculous for them to play like this after having so many games of a ridiculous offensive output, leading the league, having the highest run differential. Then to sink like this, it's crazy. Bob is in Keyport on the Fan.
Yo, what up, Keith?
What's up, Bob?
How you doing?
Good.
Do you think there's something going on with the Yankees coaching staff where there's just too much of an emphasis on the defense, get Volpe straight, get every double play turn, and just hitting is not being talked about as much?
No, hell no. Definitely they're probably talking about, they're having their same hitting meetings, and then things like turning double plays are routine, they're elementary.
So then why are people saying fire Boone? Maybe fire James Rosen?
They're not going to fire him. They're not going to fire a hitting coach. They're not going to fire Boone. They're not going to fire Brad Ausmus. They're not going to fire anybody. They're just going to fight.
I don't think they should ever fire Boone. I think Boone's the greatest manager. He's what the Yankees need.
Okay, go on. Elaborate on that.
He takes a team that he gets, does the best with it. The hitting coach is someone who has to make the people who he's dealing with hit. If you're not having hitting, maybe it's on the hitting coach.
Yeah, but they were hitting. And, like, when they were hitting and they were hitting home runs and scoring double-digit, you know, having double-digit games and five-run innings, nobody was talking about firing James. Like, now that they're struggling, we got to fire the hitting coach. It's on James Rosen. Like, they're in a slump. Baseball players slump. They're slumping together. Judge is in a terrible slump. He was batting 400. Now he's batting 083.
I think it's more than that.
It's a bunch of things, Bob. Good night. 888-808-1019. Thanks for the call. But, like, they're not firing anybody. And you can't say in one breath, Boone is the right manager But they should fire James Rawson. And then when I counter and say, well, when they were having all the success and breaking records and set the record for home runs in a game, and they had all these, you know, offensive outputs that were ridiculous, multiple, like nobody, it does, you can't do that. And, you know, earlier I was talking about, this isn't the final exam. We are a third of the way through the school year. And this is a bad stretch, but you don't overreact to the bad stretch. We do as fans, I guess, but the Yankees would be crazy to fire any of their like coaching staff over this. But when I say shake up the room, a trade, maybe bring somebody in, maybe send somebody out. And I don't think yelling hurts. I don't think, you know, when I listened to the Roommates podcast and Jalen Brunson was talking about, you know, I really love my teammates. I enjoy my teammates. People see one clip of us yelling on the bench, but that's in the moment. We're trying to figure some things out. I want to see more of that. I want to see the Yankees yelling at each other in the moment, trying to figure some stuff out. I will give credit to Rizzo because there's a clip circling around on Yankees Twitter of him checking Kyle Higashioka a couple seasons ago. Like, sometimes guys got to get checked, man. Sometimes guys got to be told, wake up, lock in, dial in. This is serious. We're trying to get back to the World Series and win it. And, like, the math is the same math. You lose these games now and you come up short. Like, I talk about not having home field advantage over the Dodgers. And now there's a stat out there that the Yankees in the postseason, when they have home field advantage, they win those series. When they don't have home field advantage, they lose. So if I know that information, I am trying to win as many games as I can. I'm not dropping these games. I'm not letting these little rinky-dink, stupid-ass games, 3-2, 1-0, like to the Angels. I can't lose these games. I'm freaking out in the dugout. I'm yelling at somebody. I'm holding somebody accountable before those 27-ounce pass because we need these games. Because at the end of the year, when you come up short, whether it is the 2021 season where they came up just a little bit short of having home field advantage in the wild card game, then they end up going to Fenway and those balls that hit the green monster that would have been out in Yankee Stadium, like that's the difference. The math is the same. At the end of the year, you need these games. Why I'm upset right now is you had the largest lead in first place out of anybody in baseball. And look how quickly you squandered it. You had a 7.5 game lead over the Rays. Now, every day we're like, well, hopefully they lose. 888-808-1019. Jonathan is out in L.A., my guy in Los Angeles. How you feeling? I see the Dodgers come back and win with Will Smith, so...
Yeah, man. That's one of the reasons I was calling, man. So I come into, you know, first thing I do, coming home from work, bro, turn on Yes, watch the game, right? Bro, I'm so used to this team not hitting and just doing stupid little plays that eventually they're going to lead them to a loss. And then, I mean, it's late night already. I have no choice. I'm like, just like you, bro, I don't really watch TV. And if I do, I watch sports. So I tune in into the Padres game. They tied it up. Bro, this Dodger team, bro, is so unstoppable, man. Like, you're watching a team like the Yankees not hitting, and then there's other teams just hitting singles, doubles,
they find a way. They find a way, especially in their building. The Yankees are losing like this in Yankee Stadium. It's pitiful.
Yeah, and they just keep on. They look really strong, man, but whatever, man. It's baseball. We're into them. But, yeah, back to the Yankees, man. And you know what? Yeah, the Yankees are not going to get rid of Boone because Boone, they need someone that's never going to talk down to their players. Someone that you know, it's all analytical, bro. But I'm getting fed up already with those post interviews that he doesn't like says something. You know what? Oh, well, he swung at it pretty good. He was close to hitting the ball, but next time he'll get it. Oh,
yeah, we had some better at bats. You know, it looked a little bit better tonight.
Oh, my goodness, bro. Keith, I have one question, bro. So, are you planning on going to the Subway Series versus the Mets in City Field?
I don't know. I got proposed to do like a pregame tailgate at City Field, and I kind of passed on it. One, that's a holiday weekend. Two, like the Mets are just mad corny.
All right, really quick.
I'd rather not. I've gone to the Subway Series the last few years, and I'm like, I don't know. It's a 3-game set. I might end up at one of the games, but like the meet the Mets. It's just not for me, bro. I'm not that kind of guy, yo. Their stuff is super lame. All right, because
we going to NY for a judges camp, like I was told you before. But I was trying to squeeze in that little Sunday morning game. And I was like, let me call Keith. Do you recommend me to take Sebastian to the game, or should I just go to the camp and take my ass back to LA?
Have you guys ever been to Citi Field?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
No, never.
No, yeah, you should go. Citi Field is it's a nice ballpark. And, like, some Met fans online are complete losers and mad annoying, but, like, every Met fan that I've run into at Citi Field and even Yankee Stadium, Met fans are nice. They're nice people. Like, they're compared to Yankee fans who are just, like, brash and arrogant and, like, mean to strangers, like, the Met fans that I have met are super nice and, like, they're cool people. They're not – the people that you see on Twitter – and Instagram do not represent the, like, real life. They couldn't be more opposite. The Met fans that have shook my hand and that have asked me for pictures and have come up to say, oh, hey, are you Keith? Like, they're solid people. So, yeah, you'll have a good time. You'll have a good time if you go. It's a holiday weekend. It'll definitely be a family vibe. There'll be some kids there. And you'll run into some nice Mets fans at the game. They're not like the people online that hide behind Juan Soto and Pete Alonso's picture.
Say less, brother. City Field it is, man. My guy, 1.5 game lead, man. Tomorrow's a new day. Tomorrow we gotta win, brother. Good night, my guy. Great show as always.
Thanks for the call, but I'm not confident with Rodon on the mound and the way these guys have been hitting, and I'm not. They could get easily swept. And I already said that Omen is out there from Stanton when Stanton was nowhere near returning, telling him we don't get swept at home, bro. What are you talking about? I watched Ellie De La Cruz last year hit a homer to the bullpen, also hit a triple, and then the Reds went on to sweep the Yankees in Yankee Stadium, where I wasn't there. I dipped out last 4th of July, but I watched on TV, and I think right going into the 4th of July weekend, we had the fireworks, and Yankee fans had to watch the fireworks go up in the air after being swept by the Cincinnati Reds. We don't get swept at home. Yes, we do. I've seen the Yankees get swept at home multiple times. And now they're facing being swept in a 4-game set. If this was a 3-game set, they're done. They're cooked. They're facing being swept in a 4-game set by the 500 Anaheim Angels, who also swept the Dodgers in Dodger Stadium. Baseball is crazy. I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm not confident that Rodon is the stopper against these Anaheim Angels. I'm not confident that in a day game, a quick turnaround, that these guys just hop out of bed and turn their swag on. I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it, man. They got to break out of it. Maybe a day game, the sun will do it. You know, the bright Yankee Stadium, and it's going to be hot as hell. Maybe that'll do it, but I'm scared. I'm scared of a sweep, getting swept by the Angels with Rodon on the mound, and it's going to be 85 degrees. And then the Orioles come to town, and they lost the series to the Orioles in Camden Yards. The Orioles are scoring runs as of lately. And the Orioles are looking at the Yankees like, yeah, we beat y'all in our ballpark. We'll come up there for this weekend, and we swept the Angels. So if the Angels sweep y'all, that's what I'm saying. It's compounded. It is worrisome. It is worrisome. John is in Bayonne next on the Fan. Tell me something, John.
Well, Keith, man, I had a good day today talking to Sal, man. I think you saw Juan Soto's agent. I mean, he made all kinds of excuses with this.
Insane. How? Yeah. How do you make up for this guy's base running gas? How do you talk about you just need him to hit with his contract? Like, no way. You're making that much money? Do not run into outs.
Sal, I mean, Keith, the thing with Sal was, He blamed Alvarez for the loss instead of Soto. And I swear to God, I nearly laughed when he made this excuse. You know, he should have texted him. Instead of Soto saying, well, I needed the umpire to make the right call, but it was late. But he had to eat his words because when it came down to it, the first baseman coach was telling him, get back. Okay, so Sal goes, well, who got the authorization? I said, Sal, who seen the ball catch? Okay, the first
Soto
baseman
was in no man's land. He was way too far away from the bat. Like, there's no way to make up for it or take up for it.
Okay, so now all of a sudden he said, well, there was a card that Acuña was using to do defense. It was white. I said, Sal, the ball is white, but it's round. And if he doesn't catch it, it drops down to the ground. Oh, he lost it. He lost it.
My thing, too, John, is Juan Soto lacks accountability and the ability to just, in the media, say it was me. Lindor tonight, right. Lindor put it on himself. Lindor's quote tonight, like Juan Soto needs to learn from Lindor. Lindor tonight literally said, at the end of the day, it's tough to win games when your leadoff guy is not getting on base. He's the leadoff guy. Juan Soto is blaming the umpires in the postgame saying, like, they got to let us know. No, you got to do your job. You're on the field. You have eyes. As soon as Ronald Acuña comes down with that ball, I don't know. He got doubled up, and that was a series of unfortunate events that led to the Mets blowing that game and then eventually losing the series against Chris Sale and almost a complete game shutout last night.
Well, Keith, the best was Sal goes going, but he won. He hit the home run. You're blaming him for the game, Lewis? I said, Sal, yes. Okay? The reason why is he could go 3-for-3 and hit 20 home runs, but if there's a L, that means loss. And
Juan Soto has hit a bunch of meaningless home runs this year. He's homered in a few losses this year. He doesn't have game-winning home runs.
Game shutout last night.
Thanks for the call, John. Yeah, I caught some of that. I don't know, bro. I wake up and it's like 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. And not for nothing, I'm blessed. I'm getting super busy. People are reaching out to me and asking me to have calls and meetings and do things. And I'm kind of just growing in myself and this role. And like I say, I'm blessed. So like, I'm not always listening to WFAN. I can't. And I try to catch up. But I'm also a hip hop head, bro. I'm listening to some beats and I'm vibing and I'm in the gym. I know y'all see me on the live stream. And in the gym, like, I don't want to hear about Soto. In the gym, I want to hear some old school hip hop. In the gym, I want to hear something that I'm going to get right. So, no, but I did catch some of that. And I think I was on the Twitch screen, the Twitch live stream, and I put in the chat, Soto can do no wrong. How you taking up for guy? Like, I expected Sal to get after him because, honestly, Sal was one of the first people saying, Juan Soto, pick it up. Hello, where is it? Now Juan Soto picks it up a little bit at the plate and he can do no wrong. No. He got picked off on the base pass. So did Alonso. And then he ran into a double play and then they started unraveling. And it's not like we don't know this about Juan Soto. He's not good at running the bases. And that's something that Yankee fans were trying to say when Mets fans were flexing that they signed him. We're like, yo, we watched him. I don't know how many times last year, at least four times that I could probably recall, Juan Soto running into an out at second and me being like, what are you doing? Judge is coming up. Stay put. What are you doing, bro? Use your noggin.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Catch all the play-by-play with Susan Waldman and Dave Sims on the home of Yankees radio, The Fan.
Hey, Okay. No Diddy. Keith McPherson on the Fan. 888-808-1019. Get those last calls in. Last call for calls on the Yankees, on the Mets. Going once, going twice. I'm out of here in like 18 minutes, man. I just want to win. I want to win. I'm a sore loser. I've always been. From a kid to a grown man. It bothers me. It stays with me. Even when I'm not playing, I can't affect the game. Let's see. The lone silencer in the chat says, the way the Yankees are playing, they should not be minus 260 favorites against anyone outside of the Rockies. And I'm like, well, you know how many people probably bet on, and that's why I'm done betting too. I think I'm actually, this is the longest stretch that I haven't placed a bet. I think I'm out till football, but I think I'm out. I think I'm going to I'm going to physically go and delete the app. I was wondering why I had a couple extra dollars too. Because with the Yankees hitting this Boone June swoon, I'm not betting. I'm not gambling. I'm out. And I think the last bet I really, like, I'm out. I just deleted the app. I'm not betting, and it's good. But what I'm saying is people probably loaded up bets last night on, okay, this is the Yankees, right? I'm betting Judge to homer. I'm going to bet Paul Goldschmidt 3 total bases. I'm going to bet Trent Grisham to homer. Okay, maybe you cashed if you bet on Jazz first homer, or if you bet on Belly to homer, or if you somehow parlayed, show me the ticket, post the ticket, Jazz and Belly to homer. But you know what blew your parlay? Yankees run line. You know what blew your parlay? Yankees to win, Yankees money line. And they're going to break out at some point, but I got no faith right now. I think this can go on for a little bit. Even tonight, they broke the scoreless streak, but then they lost the game. They didn't end the losing streak. Something is wrong. Something is wrong. It's baseball. We know that. We've seen this with them before. We know that. But like, as much as we keep saying we've seen this before, like, that is a problem. That is also a problem that we can predict this every year. Let's go to Sheepshead Bay and talk to Phil next. What's up, Phil? You're on the Fan.
Hi, good evening, Chris. Listen, Chris, Frankie Montes, he had all this time to prepare, and they're hitting against him like with batting practice. Paul Blackburn, whatever the guy's name was, these are not major league ball players. They spent $34 million, I think Steve Cohen lost his mind, on Frankie Montes, knowing what he did, and they said they saw something in his delivery or whatever it was, and he's not going to be their savior, believe me.
Yeah, I don't think so. Thanks for the call, Bill. Chris is coming up next. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Frankie Montas, he's trash. He wasn't worth anything that the Yankees paid him. And when I saw the Mets signed him, I did think, like, okay, maybe the pitching lab helps. I also thought Boris Client. Like, I remember the Yankees passing on bringing Frankie Montas back. Now, let's go even further back. I always give Susan Waldman credit because Susan Waldman keeps her eye on the entire league. And Susan Waldman questioned the trade for Frankie Montas. What it was a fallback plan. They did not get Luis Castillo, maybe because they didn't want to give up Anthony Volpe. And so they needed another starting pitcher, and they got Frankie Montas. And I remember Susan talking about, he's been injured. He's got, I think, a shoulder injury or an elbow injury and whatever. Frankie the Yankee was not good. And now he has not been good in the minor league, in double A or triple A, in the minor leagues for the Mets. And the Mets got to activate him. They got to bring him up at some point. They did pay him. And I don't know what he's going to be at the major league level. He might be bad. I don't know. But that's not for, you know, we'll see. Who knows? He might be spectacular. Jeremy Hefner in the pitching lab, they might figure it out with Frankie Montas. They got money to blow. What's it, a two-year deal with Frankie Montas? They got time. Frankie Montas. And, like, people pronounce his name Montas. It's Montas. I pronounce it Montas. He's ass. Two-year, $34 million contract. Yeah, they got to figure it out with him. The Mets got to figure it out with him. Let's go to Sal in Wayne, New Jersey on the Fan. What's up, Sal?
Hey, Keith, pleasure to talk to you. Before I get to my Mets point, I mean, this Yankee Met fan nonsense is crazy. It's just like, it doesn't matter what either team does as long as the other team loses. I mean, even you started from tonight. You know, good news, as the Yankees lost, but the good news, the Mets lost.
Leaning in. Hell yeah.
They're not in the same division. I had 29. I heard the Yankees. They lost. They didn't score for 29 innings. But yeah, how did the Mets do? Who cares? Tonight, the Mets got shut out, but at least the Yankees lost. Who cares? They're not in the same division. They don't affect each other. It's just, it's frustrating.
It's WFAN,
back to my Mets point. This is regarding two nights ago, game one against Atlanta. You know, why Buck Showalter is one of the top managers and was one of the top managers, he put his best pitchers in at the most important time. It didn't matter where it was Edwin Diaz pitched. I find it hard, and Reed Garrett has been great, but in that eighth inning, with two guys on and the top of the order coming up, that to me says my best pitcher needs to be in the game. Okay? And that Diaz should have been in the game then. Then you put him in the ninth inning in a tie game against the bottom of the order, which is great. He got through the bottom of the order. And then the 10th inning, you take him out and the top of the order up again with a runner on second base. Now, he went through a stretch where he went through 30 straight where he didn't allow a hit, 33 out of 34, whatever it was. Why is he not pitching in the 10th inning against the top of the order, the big guys, and you're relying on Brazoban and all these other guys that want to come in when your best pitcher is the guy should be out there in that spot?
Manfred's man on second. They don't want to pitch him with that runner on second.
I hate that. I mean, but if you want to make a big deal, like he went 30 straight batters without allowing a hit, fantastic. Put him in the 10th inning with a runner on second base where, you know, a hit's going to win the game. And you don't want to allow that hit.
Well, if you pitch, then, but what if you do it the other way? You pitch Brazoban in the ninth, then you don't end up getting to the 10th inning.
Well, yeah, but Brazoban's now pitching against the bottom three, bottom four of the order that have done nothing the whole game anyway. I just feel it should have been different because knowing today that who we had starting against Chris Sale just was like, you knew it was not going to go well. You know, could we have won the game? Sure. But you knew Chris Sale is not going to lose that game, you know, against the guy who shouldn't be starting. So, I mean, and then going into the bottom of the ninth or the 10th inning, bottom of the top of the 10th inning, I mean, Jarrett Young is batting 140. Like, if you're not up there to bunt, I mean, why is he here? And I understand Beatty was hurt. That's why he couldn't hit.
Yeah.
It's just, it was just like, yeah, I would have put in anybody else.
Marte.
It's just a series of like, like Mendoza has a plan and wants to do everything by the book in a certain way, and he doesn't, you know, go off that script.
Like Aaron Boone.
I don't say that a lot about Aaron Boone, but I it's just crazy.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. Thanks for the call, Sal. But going back to what you said, who cares? We all care. It is a never-ending back and forth. And like I said, leaning in. Some nights you'll hear me talk about the make it happen Mets, and I'll praise the Mets, and I'll completely leave the Yankees out of it, and I'll talk about how great some of their players are and the pitching and the lab and the organization of that. Other times I'm like, nah. Nah. Last night I came on like, oh. I bring balance to the force. Sometimes it has to get balanced out. When I hear that the Yankees aren't better than they were last year, when I hear Volpe is a bust, when I hear, you know, this is foreshadowing Judge choking in the postseason, when I hear that this is the Boone swoon and that this is typical Yankees and they can't play small ball and they don't do the fundamentals right and all this stuff, I'm like, all right, sometimes, you know, I got to come in and I got to be that kind of Yankee fan. And I'm actually mad at the Yankees right now. Because with the Mets losing like this, we can't even enjoy the Mets losing streak because yours is worse. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're losing, and like you're being shut out. You lost to your division rival in the Red Sox. You're losing your lead. And first, like, I'm mad at the Yankees right now. You're losing at the same time the Mets are losing. We can't even point at the Mets and say, ha-ha, 888-808-1019. And I think it is funny because I believe in the universe. You hear me say the universe never unconnects. I believe in baseball gods. I sacrificed a summer to the baseball gods in 2014. It did a lot for me. Being in the MLB fan cave in 2014, I gave up a young summer of my life watching baseball every single day from first pitch to last out in New York City. There were times I wanted to go home. There were times I had some baddies on deck, and I'm like, I can't leave the fan cave until the Angels get this last out. I was 25 years old, turning 26 in the fan cave. They paid us $6,000 a month. It was worth it because that was the first shiny thing on my resume to say that I worked for Major League Baseball. But we all felt like we sacrificed. Like back then, there was no Manfred man on second. I literally watched a 19-inning Red Sox-Angels game till like 2, 3 in the morning. But what I'm getting at is, like, I do believe that there is power in these microphones. I do believe that the baseball gods work in mysterious ways. And just as the Mets and Yankees were riding high, being in first place with their leads on the division, and we start talking about who is better, Mets or Yankees, and Mets fans start getting at the Yankee fans about, well, Juan Soto, look at Juan Soto now. He's back. Just as soon as, you know, we start to peacock a little bit about our teams individually, independently, but then pit them against each other, they simultaneously go on losing streaks. They get swept in the same weekend, and then that bleeds into the next series. And here we are with a 5-game losing streak for the Mets, and in the fashion that they did it, blowing a game where Juan Soto homered, where you're getting production out of Tyrone Taylor, where a couple decisions cost them in a game, and then you go into the next game against Chris Sale and you aren't so confident about that, and it goes pretty much as you expect. Ronald Acuna Jr. homers on the first pitch. You get one of those rare Metsy moments. The runner, they're awarded a run because the catcher reached for the ball with his mask. You can't make this up. Just after I was taking calls last night, like about, oh, Luis Torrens has to play. Francisco Alvarez is terrible. Did not upgrade. Luis Torrens had 2 errors tonight. And the Yankees, just as we talk about torpedo bats in the beginning of the season, and then we get into this conversation over the weekend about the dead balls, and how there's less drag on the baseballs, and they're 4 feet, they're, you know, fly balls are dying 4 feet less than they were, and all this stuff confirmed by Major League Baseball and Eno Saris and Evan Drellick writing the article and Andrew McCutchen talking about it. That happens to the Yankees. And as the Yankees had a 5-run inning in Kansas City, as the Yankees actually go to Kansas City and they face Cameron and Bubich back-to-back, 2 pitchers who were rolling this year, had low ERAs, and they dominate those guys. Judge hits home runs off both of those starting pitchers, and we are looking at Judge as, yo, this guy's got the triple crown in his sights. The baseball gods and the universe humble us. And they say, no, stop talking about the Subway Series. Stop talking about who is better. And like Sal, the last caller, said, who cares, right? Who cares about that? We care. We care. It's easy money. It's easy content. It's easy to do a whole afternoon drive show on that and have a debate series and a back and forth on that and then turn that into digital content that gets retweets and replies and engagement. Because there's this constant battle of Yankee fans feeling like we're the New York Yankees. We're up here. We're better than you. You're the New York Mets. You'll never be up here. You'll never be better than us. Cute that you have the, you know, richest player in the sport, or the richest owner who's able to buy the richest player in the sport, but that doesn't mean anything. And then there's the Met fan that says, nah, we're here, yo. We're on equal footing with you. Yeah, we lost the Subway Series in the Bronx, but we're better than you. We've got a better record than you, and we have this and this and this, and we can say this, and we're looking you in the eye right now. And those conversations and that back and forth goes on and on and on. Aaron Rodgers is the song that doesn't end? Yankees versus Mets is a song that doesn't end. There'll never be peace. And right now, we can't even look at one another, right? We can't even look at one another and say anything because we're slumping at the same time. We're losing at the same time. I have Mets fans that, as I say anything tonight about Chris Sale, I enjoyed watching Chris Sale pitch. Or I even mentioned Ozzie Albies, who should have scored off a wild pitch, but then did it the second time. Yo, don't say anything. Your team can't score a run. You're not allowed to tweet about the Mets until you score a run. I can tweet whatever I want. I'm watching both games getting ready to host a show for both Mets and Yankees fans. I'd probably get 20% calls from Mets fans, 80% calls from Yankees fans, but I don't mind that. I'm not your guy. He's not your buddy guy. I got to get that drop. Look that up on YouTube. Let's see if we can play that. Actually, I think I might have the link because I was like, yo, I got to get a drop of Terrence and Phillip from South Park where Terrence and Phillip, they're floating away on the boat. I think I got it right now, Alex. Before we get out of here, I'm trying to send it to you. I need a drop on WFAN that gets played for Met fans that call me or don't call me or Met fans that go at me. Whereas, he's not your guy, friend. I used to watch. That's one thing I did used to watch. Check your email, Alex. I just sent it to you. Cue that up. Terrence and Phillip are from Canada. I used to watch South Park from third grade on. I used to get in trouble repeating South Park stuff. The line in South Park that I need clip, maybe Alex can clip it now, is when they're floating away or they're he's not your guy, friend. I'm not your guy, buddy. He's not your buddy, guy. Like that's got to be my drop for Mets fans. Like I'm not Evan Roberts. I'm not Sal Licata. I'm not Gio. I'm not a Mets fan, and I'm not your go-to guy to talk Mets. And I think you've known that from the first time you ever heard my voice on the station. Of course I'm going to talk Mets.
I'm not your friend, buddy. I'm not your buddy, guy.
I'm not your friend, buddy. He's not your buddy, guy. He's doing the job. He's hosting the show. But this is a bleacher creature. This is a MLB fan cave dweller from 2014 that got picked to represent the Yankees. This is a Yankee guy. This guy bleeds pinstripes. When it really comes down to it, I'm not your guy, friend. I'm not your buddy, guy. But these are my Mets. I've never paid attention to the Mets as much as I've had to pay attention to them now. I enjoyed watching the game last night and the night before. I want the Mets to win and get to the World Series. It's lit. It's lit when both of us are good. Let's do the Subway Series. Let's stop talking about the Subway Series. It's so unlikely. And now we're reminded with the Mets struggling and the Yankees struggling that chances are that ain't going down. Last time that went down was when, like, South Park first came out. Last time the Yankees and Mets played in the World Series, that's when I first started watching South Park on Comedy Central as a young lad that wasn't really supposed to be. He's not your guy, friend. He's not your buddy, guy. Here comes Chris McMonagle. C-Mac coming up on the Fan. I'll be with you tomorrow night. Good night. Sports Radio
101.9 FM. Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.